All right, Jordan, take us away.
Devin.
Okay, I think I'm good.
Okay. Hello and welcome back to the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. As always, my name is Jordan and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Corin.
Yo.
And Devin.
How's it going?
We've got some fun topics for you this week, so buckle up, enjoy the ride, and we hope you're here to stay. All right. So, some crazy stuff last week. NVIDIA. Yes. Announces their 30 series RTX cards.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
And these things are
beasts.
Ridiculous.
8K gaming.
Dude.
Which, like, that's
games
not actually
don't
a
even
thing.
Do that yet.
Yeah, that's not even a thing. Put that aside. Yeah. We're not
What's
talking about 8K.
What's the reason? Just give me more FPS in 1080 and I'll be happy.
1080? If you're using any of these cards and you're only running at 1080, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Well, that's aggressive.
I'm going to.
Okay. So
I'm just saying I would be
at?
Happy with 1080.
Like, if you're not at least using these for 1440p, like, why would you even bother getting a 3070, let alone like a 3080 or a 3090?
Okay, so I have a 244 hertz monitor that I play games on, and I have a GTX 1080, and I can get close to 200 frames per second in most games with that.
Yeah.
Without a problem.
Yeah.
So if I can only get, you know, 60 or 80 frames per second in 1440, why would I do that?
Well,
because why not?
That's the point, though.
More frames are better.
Well, yeah, more frames are better up to a certain point. Like, it's diminishing returns. But if you can get a 3070 and be running, like, any game on max graphics at 1440p and be getting 200 FPS, now that's something that's worth doing.
Yeah, if I'm getting 200 FPS, sure, but...
Which, realistically, you probably can, because the 3070 for $500 is more powerful than a 2080 Ti, which is was $1,200.
Mm. That's fair. That's
I
fair.
Mean, stats aside, just the fact that NVIDIA was like, all these consoles are like, oh yeah, we're going to be just as good as computers and, you know, we're going to have the frames per second and the, and whatever. And then NVIDIA is like, okay, let me just drop this then.
Yeah. I saw a meme that was like, NVIDIA is like the savior of PC master race. And it took like a picture of Jesus with holding like a 3080 in one hand and a 3090 in the other. And it had NVIDIA across his forehead.
So I will say though, because all the consoles are running the AMD RDNA 2s.
Yep.
Right? So I was reading an article and that was talking about, you know, the RTX 380 or the RTX 30 series. And they're like, well, if you think that AMD is just not going to come out with something that's like the 30 series or better, you're dead wrong. Because they said that the RDNA 2 that's in the consoles is not even running close to the power that it can. Because they're saying, they're like, if you think that Microsoft or Sony are going to stuff one of those consoles with a 70 or a 750 watt plus power supply, then, you know, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think it's inevitable that, like, they have to fire back with something. But the question is, will it be enough?
They're saying that the graphics card, the RDNA 2, that will come out for computers will most likely outperform the RTX 380.
I don't see how you can outperform maybe the 3080, but, like, not the 3090. The 3090 has 24 gigs of GDDR6X memory. That's insane.
That is insane, but...
I want to change topics for a second.
Okay.
Sort of. Have you guys seen AMD that they released a bike?
Yeah, that was another. That was another meme I saw.
Bicycle or an AMD mountain bike.
Yeah.
What?
AMD branded. Yeah, I'm sorry. You guys have been talking about this, the RTX, and then we're talking about a little bit about the AMD card that's in the consoles. But I saw that come across my feed the other day, and I'm like, man, this thing is ridiculous.
I saw that. It was.
It's like a normal, like. Just it's a like bicycle. A normally priced a bicycle.
Yeah.
Like a pedal bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a pedal bike. Like just a cruiser bike.
That is insane.
And they had
Why?
Black or white color options. And it just it's just a bike.
Does like, it have a Ryzen 5 3600 in it?
No, man. It's just a bike. There's nothing else to it.
That was another meme I saw on Reddit.
I just sent the link.
It was like Nvidia releases new 30 series. Graphics cards, AMD. F this, I'm selling bikes.
Yeah. But like, it's just a cruiser bike. It's in their fan store. So, like, where you can buy their shirts or their stickers. But they have a mountain bike or a cruiser bike, both of which are $299. But they're sold out now at this stage. But
it's just a bike with AMD written on it. I can make that.
Literally, that's all it is. It's a bike that says AMD.
Is it made with like, I'm looking at it right now. Is it made with any like special material?
You get no special material. Nothing.
Their mountain bike looks kind
of
cool.
You get an AMD sticker on the side of your bike.
It doesn't even look like a high grade bike. Like it's just literally a bike. They just slapped it on it.
It's a bike with AMD on it. Yeah.
But it comes in black or white.
Wow, and it's $300.
Yeah, which is about the right price for.
Yeah,
a bike,
it's about like an average bike price. Bikes are stupid.
I wouldn't
expensive.
Say that. That's, yeah, they really are. I mean,
it's like consoles. Consoles are here like selling like a full gaming console for like $500, and then AMD's out here just selling bikes.
Selling bikes
for $300.
Yeah, but it just goes to show you that AMD could literally sell whatever they want, and it'll sell.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, what if I made a bike? Like,
I mean, that's the same thing with NVIDIA, though. I mean,
yeah, I think it'll be
NVIDIA
interesting.
NVIDIA fanboys and the AMD fanboys. So,
I think it'll be interesting if they do, but when they do release the new AMD cards, because I think it's somewhat fair to say that up to this point, NVIDIA has been the top dog for PC GPUs. Like,
yeah, I mean, everybody runs a NVIDIA. You don't really
you don't see many people.
A ton
with,
of people with
an
AMD card. Yeah,
and
I will say though, like I've always done AMD. I have the 1660, GeForce 1660, and this is the first AMD GPU I've had ever.
And I think it'll also be interesting because I've never owned an AMD. GPU, but I've read a lot of people from unbiased sources saying that, like, Corin, I don't know if you've seen any of this, but a lot of people say that, at least in the past, AMD GPUs have suffered a lot from bugs and various problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
I mean,
NVIDIA hasn't had to deal with. So if they can, like, get that out of there, get their crap together, and get something that competes with NVIDIA more, I'd like to see what some more competition could do for the GPUs.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, AMD has always come out with good stuff, but yeah, you're right. They have had their kind of, their little kinks. Like, I had a, when it came out new, I had a Radeon, was it Radeon? Yeah, Radeon 480. And it had problem with power management. And basically, basically, my power supply fried my GPU.
Whoa, all right.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, like one day I was playing, I think I was playing PUBG or something, and then all of a sudden my screen just like
bye.
Goes purple lines. Like, no, it was still there, but it was like they're like purple and red lines like through my screen. And I was like, what the heck? And then it started flickering, and I'm like, And I was like, I just bought this monitor. What
like,
the heck?
No, how?
Because I didn't even think it could have been the GPU.
And yeah, that's not what you automatically go to.
I was like, I didn't know what the heck was going on. I was doing all sorts of tests. Like, I plugged in my monitor to other computers and it was running fine. I was like, okay, what is going on? And I was like, it has to be the GPU. And I listened inside my my case, and it literally was clicking. Like, something inside internally, like physically fell apart, and it was like clicking inside the fan. I was like,
maybe that's it.
But hey, they were really good about sending me a new one. Like, I complained about it.
Customer service is great.
Yeah. That's their saving grace, is that their customer support is pretty good from what I've heard.
Processors I've always loved. Yes. I've always gone with an AMD processor.
Yeah. Like CPUs.
I've never liked.
CPUs, I think, is a different thing. I think the CPU market, it's a lot closer between like Intel and AMD than it is in the GPU market between NVIDIA and AMD.
I would go Ryzen every day of the week instead of Intel.
Yeah, I have a Ryzen 5 1600. I love it. It's way better at multi-core. However, that being said, some, at least games, aren't the best optimized for multi-core. And in that case, Intel
does have
a stronger single core will give you stronger performance. But as we get more into the future, hopefully that stuff will get hammered out. And then
I think
the true multi-core and hyper-threading will come to the forefront.
Yeah.
Yeah, the multi-core does really good all around because it plays games really well. And also for encoding, for like video production and stuff, it does amazing.
Oh, yeah,
it does a great
job. Yeah.
And like DirectX 12 has done a lot too to help with utilizing like all the cores in a multi-core CPU.
Like, people are saying, like, obviously the best right now, at least, you know, because Apple has, or it's not even Apple, it's Mac. They have those huge, you know, $50,000 computers that can encode a full movie in like, you know, a couple hours. But they're saying, you know, everyone says that AMD is the next, is like the cheapest and the best option when it comes to that, when it comes to like any kind of encoding for video production or anything like that.
Well, even at my job right now, we're currently in the process of switching everything over from Intel to AMD processors. We were with Intel processors for 18 plus years, and now AMD just, you know, their price is they're also expanding out to do laptops now, and we have a lot of people that are doing just multitasking, which the Ryzen is just exceptional at. It's it's unmatched.
Yep.
And like, I do a little bit of video editing at my job, and I had an i7 and it just couldn't handle it. It would lock me up every time, and so we ended up upgrading to a Ryzen 7.
Yeah, I was so surprised.
No,
yeah, I was so surprised when, you know, I used an Intel for, I don't know why. One time I was encoding a video on a different computer that had an Intel 5. I don't know the exact specs of it, but I was encoding a video and I was like, okay, I'll watch some YouTube while I'm doing this, and it literally just crashed everything. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, you can't
that's
handle
not
this.
Happening.
And then, like, because I've always had AMD CPUs, I've never ever had that problem. Like, even older CPUs, like, I've never ever had that problem with multitasking anything. Like, you know, I could be recording and coding, watching a video and playing a game at the same time, and my computer might, you know, my GPU might max out, but my CPU is like, it's fine.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But.
So I want to talk about something completely different.
All right. Okay. Topic change.
So I had a extremely rough morning this morning. I've had a rough day since yesterday.
Okay.
It's therapy session.
I had
Welcome
a guy
to
come
new
by
this
my
is a,
house.
This is a safe session. Place.
Yeah,
yeah, this is a safe place.
So yesterday I had this guy and his son come, and they wanted to look at the Camaro that I was selling. Mm-hmm. So they came and looked at it, decided they wanted it, wanted to buy it this morning. So I get approval, I get off work for the morning, I take care of whatever needs to be done. So I had a loan on this car, about $3,000 left to pay off. So I'm like, okay, you know, happens all the time. Tons of people do it. You go to the bank, you have the loan out, right? The guy pays off your loan, gives you whatever the remaining cash is, and then the bank writes it out, title to his name, where they send him the title in the mail, however they want to do that, right?
Right.
I mean, that's
pretty standard.
How it seems like it's always been done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I go to the bank I have the loan at this morning. I think I'll remain nameless just because it's a major bank and don't want to cause any problems. But so the wonderful woman.
Let's come up with a name for it. That's a fake name.
Go ahead. Give me a name and I'll use it.
Swells Flagro.
That's what? Highly accurate. So we'll call it Swells.
Okay. All right? Swells.
So we go to Swells this morning.
Swells and Sacks.
Yeah. So go there and I'm like, hey, so I'm just wanting to pay off my car loan. And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, we can help you out with that. I'm like, cool. So I'm like, this guy is going to write you the check for the remaining balance on it. And then he's going to, you know, transfer me funds, but you guys will just give him the title. And they're like, yeah, no, we're not going to help you with that. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Like, that wasn't, you know, an option that I thought was going to be given.
This wasn't like a negotiation. Not going to help you.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't like inquiring about whether or not that was a service you offer. Like, I know that's a service you offer. But they're like, yeah, we're not going to do that today. And I'm like, oh, okay. So what do you want me to do? They're like, well, you can pay it off. And I'm like, but he's got to give me the money to pay it off because, you know, he's buying it. They're like, yeah, we can't help you.
What?
So we decided to go to our local credit union, which we both had bank accounts at. Go there. He transferred me the funds for the full amount. And then I get a cashier check made out, right? And then I have to go back.
Swells Flargo.
I'm going to have to cut that.
I'll bleep it out.
I got to go back to Swells. and then they let me go in and pay it off. And then they're like, okay, your title is electronic. You can go to the DMV right now and get it switched over to his name. I'm like, oh, okay, perfect. Like really quick. No big deal. So then leave Swells, tell the guy, hey, let's go down to the DMV. It's like a couple blocks away and we'll get this finished. He's like, okay, great. Go to the DMV. Lady at the DMV is the typical DMV lady, right? The one who doesn't want to help you, thinks you're wasting everybody's time. But this one decided to actually tell us, you know, you're wasting your time. And I was like, what do you mean?
What?
They're like, titles don't clear that fast. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, this is my first transaction of this nature where I'm selling a car.
Yeah.
So
electronic titles are so trash. They're useless. Unless you plan on keeping the car forever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, like I'm here, I'm already waiting in line. I'll just go talk to the lady, see what needs to be done, just so I can, you know, get that cleared. And this lady's like, whatever, you're wasting everybody here's time and your own, and like super snotty. I get inside. They have the temp check station, all that. So we go through that. The security guard comes up to me, goes, you know, you're wasting our time. Why are you even bothering?
What?
And I'm like, what?
Where the heck were you? Are you sure you were at the DMV?
I don't know. I thought I signed up on like Reddit Roast Me or something. Like,
were you at
I don't know.
Were you at Schlongberg Sack or something?
The only good experience I had today was with the credit union that I use. They were wonderful and so helpful.
That's not surprising.
I gotta
credit
say.
Credit unions are the best.
Yeah.
They really are. Like, we'll never go back to like a just big name bank anyway.
Buy Swells.
There's no but, point.
Yeah.
Swells.
Freaking Swells. So go to the DMV, talk to the lady. She's like, okay, let me look up your, you know, title. She's like, well, I see it here, but it doesn't look like it's cleared yet. She's like, usually it takes about a day to 3 days, but the longest I've seen it take is a couple weeks. And I was like, okay, what can I do to speed up the process? So the lady at the counter was actually nice to me. She wasn't a jerk. She goes, well, if you go outside, you can call them and see if they can send you over like a release of lien letter. And then I'll be able to do what I need to do even though it doesn't show up as, you know, paid off yet. I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. So I go outside and call Swells on the phone. And the lady's like, oh, yeah, that's not even an electronic title that you have. I go, what? She's like, yeah, we'll mail out a paper title within 3 days of the loan clearing, which is going to be the next business day, she tells me. So now I'm 4 days out on a lead time before they mail out a physical title. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to work. This guy already paid me. Like, I need to, you know, keep up my end of the bargain. Yeah, basically. It's his car at this point. And she's like, well, if you do a bill of sale, then you can, you know, do your bill of sale and whatnot, have it notarized, give it to him. And then if you give us his address, we'll send the title directly to him. So then when it comes in, he could just go to the DMV and get it done, no problem. And I'm like, okay, sounds great. So we go ahead. We have to go to this guy's house to print it out because it's the closest thing to us. And then we have to get somebody to notarize it. So that was a whole circus in its own, right?
What you're describing sounds like it shouldn't have been able to take place in one day.
Right?
I feel this is like a week's worth of errands.
It feels like it. And it's still, it gets even greater.
Well, it should be something that can be done within a day, but it sounds like you're hitting every roadblock in the book.
Like, if somebody could tell me no, they did. There was no breaks here. So we go to the guy's house. We get the bill of sale printed up, notarized, all that stuff. And then I'm like, all right, I got my money. You got your bill of sale and the title is going to be mailed to you. Okay, we're good. I go into work. I didn't even make it to work till like almost 1 o'clock today. We started this whole ordeal at like 9 o'clock in the morning. It was absolutely insane. And then I'm sitting at work. I'm there for like half an hour. I get a text from this guy. He's like, hey, so did you ever have electrical issues with the car?
Oh, like, my God.
No, what? I've never had any issues with the car. Like, the only thing I've had go wrong with the car was a month ago. I had the dealership replace the throttle body assembly kit because it failed on me.
Yeah.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, we talked about that.
So they replaced it. They gave me the whole, you know, receipt, all that. It's got some sort of, you know, labor warranty on it and all that. The kid ended up getting a code today and it threw him in limp mode when he was in third gear just cruising. And I'm like, okay, sounds to me like a fuse or some sort of sensor. Why don't you go have the code read? So he goes to the O'Reilly's, gets the code read. And they're like, hey, it's your throttle body sensor. Should have been replaced a month ago with the kit. So now I get home from work. The kid's a little, you know, upset about this, which understandably. He just paid quite a bit of money for a car that I insured him was solid. Because, like, I wouldn't. I'm not the type of person to sell something that I know is broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you're not a
trash
person.
Did my due diligence and I even told him what needed to be done on it. Like, okay, yeah, it needs tires. It's got a scratch here. Like, that's the faults of this car. Other than that, no issues. So then I get home and he's like, hey, can you call the dealership for me so that they can, you know, warranty this? Because they might not help me if I have to do it myself. And I'm like, yeah, technically it's still in my name for the next X amount of days till he gets the title and can transfer it over. But I have the bill of sale to prove that I sold it to him anyway. So I'm like, sure, let me help him out best I can. So I call the dealership. So now he's got to drive it in there tomorrow and see if they can fix it for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Dude. So that has been my day. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
Moral of the story, buy your cars outright.
Don't go to Swells.
Don't go to Swells and don't get an electronic title.
Yeah, don't bank with Swells.
Don't bank with Swells.
Because they definitely won't go far for you.
It won't go swell for you.
Yeah.
I knew exactly who you were talking about too, and you were like, I'd prefer not to. I think he's talking about Swells.
Yep. Swells. Good old Swells.
Wow.
Last time I ever banked with them.
That sucked. And that's so, it's so crappy because like this person is trusting you. Like, you he's being like super upfront with me. Like, what's wrong with the car and blah, blah, blah. He's probably feeling really good about the car and this happens.
And you know, it makes me feel like crap because I try to ensure this kid that I'm doing the best I can here and making sure everything goes well. Because first off, I'm a car enthusiast. I love cars. Yeah. And I want other people to enjoy cars. Yeah. And he's obviously looking at this car because he likes cars. Somebody who doesn't like cars is not going to go and look for a 2011 Camaro SS with mods.
Yeah.
Like, you're not – you won't care. But he fell in love with the car the day he saw it and wanted to buy it that night, but I couldn't do that because the bank was closed. So, I'm trying to make everything work for him. And then this happens at the end of it. And I'm like, God, I feel like crap.
Yeah.
And it's not even my fault. Like, the dealership was supposed to have gotten that taken care of. And I've driven it since and not had the issue. But it's only got like 300 miles on it since I had it done.
Yeah. Huh.
So there's no way the part actually wore out again in that short of a time frame.
Unless it's another problem that's causing your throttle body sensor to go out. Right,
which at that point, it's not really something I can fix because now the thing is, I had it towed to them and told them to go ahead and diagnose it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's they determined the issue was.
Yeah, it's the dealership's fault. It's not your fault. You paid for the car to be fixed. It was fixed, supposedly.
Right. I mean, this kid's 18. I mean, the car is a gift from his parents for graduation, which is an amazing gift in my opinion. Because I would love to get a $17,000 car for my graduation gift. I got nothing. Anyway,
it's a safe place, Robin, remember?
Yeah, safe place.
Talk about that.
But yeah, I think I got like crazy. $200. I got like $200 and a high five.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, sounds about it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's how my day's been. And of course, I'm so nervous the night before. I hardly sleep. I was up at like 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because I'm like, and like I'm tossing and turning all night. I'm noticeably awake to where like I can tell that things are going on. Like, oh, I hear stuff outside and
yeah,
I hear the dogs in the living room, whatever.
Well, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, you know, tomorrow I can order that turbo kit from my Miata.
Actually, you know what I did order from my Miata?
Oh, okay.
I got a roll bar so that I can go to the track in 2 months.
Did you?
I got a 4-point with double diagonals and a harness bar.
What was it? The hard dog?
Yeah, hard dog. I got the Ace bar.
Nice.
So
yeah, those are the best.
that was a nice little chunk of change. But my wonderful
understanding, how much was it?
It was $600, bro.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, but it's, you know, it's still a chunk of change.
It's a chunk of change, yeah, but like, you know.
And yeah, my wonderful understanding wife let me go ahead and do that last night.
Yeah, the amount of performance you're going to get and safety you're going to get from the roll bar kind of outweighs
the cost. Yeah. Well, see, what I was originally planning on doing before I even got the Miata was because I'm a newbie welder. Mm-hmm. I'm very new into it, but I was like, oh man, of course you're always ambitious when you start something out. You're like, I could do anything. Like I could stick this piece of metal to that piece of metal, right?
I know how to do this,
but I can't. I'm not an amazing welder. I have not had that much experience. I was going to build my own roll bar. And then I realized how terrible of an idea that would be because then I'm trusting myself with my life. I can't even trust myself to pick what I want for lunch each day.
And also, on top of that, you would have to get it inspected by a certified, I don't know exactly.
For the tech inspection. Yeah,
yeah, you'd have to get a tech inspection. And nine times out of 10, if you say, oh, yeah,
I did this myself,
roll bar, they're going to be like, yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
Go home, kid. Well,
that was the main concern was okay, if I weld this thing together and I messed up one of my welds, that's my head hitting the ground.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Yep.
And there's a car on top of me at that point.
So I mean, like, it's only 800 pounds or 1800 pounds. So
yeah, I mean, I could just lift it up. That. Yeah, no problem.
Do you even lift, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you even lift, bro? On the topic of small track cars, did you guys hear that Subaru plans on making a new BRZ?
I did, because you told me.
No.
Yeah, 2021. I did not. 2021, they are redesigning the BRZ, and I didn't know this, but they're redesigning the BRZ, and since, you know, we have the Toyota 86, because they have literally the same exact engine, yeah, the same exact car, just a different, I think, yeah, it's a different chassis or a different just body. Just
different
it.
Chassis code or whatnot. Cause
I think it's just I
interchangeable
think it's same,
parts.
Yeah, it's same chassis, different body, because the 86 is slight bit smaller in length than the BRZ. But anyway, so there's no like definite, like this is what's going in it, but they do know, or they do speculate very strongly that it's going to have a 2.4 liter horizontal, so boxer still.
Obviously.
Yeah, Subaru.
Yeah, I mean, Subaru, you can't not do a boxer. Unless they did a straight, like an inline four, that would be amazing. But yeah, they're never going to do that. But they suspect that it'll either be a 2.4 with a turbo going as high as 260 stock, or it could be a naturally aspirated 2.4 with 217, which is not that big of a difference from the one we have right now, which is like, I think it's like 200 to 205. It's a 2.0, but it's a 2.0. So with the 2.4, you have a lot more wiggle room for mods too, especially for boost. But it looks, and they look like the BRZ at least looks totally, the body looks redesigned.
It's completely redesigned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with the, so, in 2022, there's going to be the redesigned STI, which I love Subaru. Like, I've always been a big Subaru fanboy when it comes to like Mitsubishi versus Subaru. I've always been on the Subaru line. So it's a cool time to be a Subaru fan with 2021 with the WRX, new WRX in the fall, and the BRZ, and then the STI in 2022.
So, yeah. The only thing that I'm not so happy about the new STI is that they're not making it a box six, which I heard a lot about, that they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna, you know, make it a box six just like a Porsche, and it's gonna be turbocharged. That would have been like crazy. It would have been making like upward, like it would have been putting the big boys like the M2 and the I can't even think of another car right now, like the CTS-V and that kind of stuff, you know, for a run for its money. But from what all I read, it is still going to be the 2.5, which is not bad.
It's not a bad engine. I mean, depending on like what they do
they
with
need
it.
To get, I see, this is going to piss like people off, but it's time for them to move on from the EJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Like, give it the FA24 or something like that.
Because I mean, they were saying, oh yeah, the STI could get, you know, a 400 horsepower boost, and it could be, you know, outperforming the AMGs and the BMWs. And I'm like, oh,
slap
dang,
some wings
that,
on it, and it would just be a plane. Yeah.
And then, you know, it could be up there with the, you know, the Porsche GTS series. And I'm like, no way, that's.
It's a bit high.
I thought it was. I thought it was too big, too good to be true, and it is. So. Yeah. But.
Yeah. I mean, still though, like it's still a cool car. Yeah. Like it's still.
Yeah. No, it's still.
It's a rally car at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do hope they come back with a. I heard speculation that they will come back in 2021 or 2022 with a hatch.
That would be amazing. You know,
which I
do miss my 15 WRX.
Yeah.
I miss my 15 WRX a lot.
Yeah.
There's just something about a Subaru, man.
Yep.
It's just, it's something that you can't get in any car.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Especially,
you know what I think will compete with that BRZ though? The new Nissan. The new Z.
The new Z. Oh, snap. Yeah.
Not sure if they're going to call it like a 400Z. I know
that's
that,
what I heard.
The name Proto was floating around for a little while.
I heard and saw that it was going to be named the 400Z, and it was going to look like a crossover from the old Fairlady Z and the newer 350s,
which would be amazing because the Fairlady Z looks beautiful. I love that car. I wish
that long long front end and the short back end. Oh, so nice.
Yeah.
But do you have any other specs on the new one?
So the rumor right now, according to Car and Driver, is that it's expected to be powered by a twin turbo V6, similar to the GTR.
Okay.
But it would be about 300 horsepower on a 3-liter. Same one as the Infiniti Q60, which would be pretty impressive because those can handle some power. It's probably going to be also the 6-speed manual option, as well as the automatic like they typically have. I imagine that'll be about the same. But there's not a ton of info out there on them.
It's probably pretty early still.
But yeah, it's still early. I believe later this month, in about, I think it's like 10 or so days, they're supposed to be releasing some more information because they put out like the teaser video, which they were taking inspiration from the older Z cars, and It was a nice video. I think
so. It's gonna have the VR38 in it, which is in the GTR.
I think it's gonna be a version of that. It's the same motor that's in the Infiniti Q60. They said, I don't know what the engine code for that one is. To be honest with you,
the Infiniti. I thought Infinities were GQs, or VQs.
It might be
because I know the GTR is no longer RBs, that's a thing of the past, but
if
they put a GTR
twin turbo 3.0 liter,
if they put a GTR in, what is it, 3.0?
Yeah,
oh, okay,
so it's smaller than the GTR motor,
yeah,
it's, but it's GTR similar in the way that it's a twin turbo V6,
yeah, I mean,
which would be pretty cool for a Z, because I mean, a lot of people take
smaller
turbo drive them anyway.
Smaller, lighter weight. I mean,
yeah, they're estimating the base price to be about $45,000, premium to be about $48,000. They'll have there's supposed to be a track edition, which is $50,000, and of course, their Nismo edition, which they're estimating about $53,000.
Already it sounds better than the new Supra.
It's actually, they're saying that it's going to be competing with things like the new Supra, the new BMW Z4, and the Audi TT.
I mean, so competing, like the new Supra is so trash. It's not even a Toyota. It's a BMW.
I gotta say, it is a nice car though. I've sat in one and it's nice. I don't get the, oh my God, that's a Supra vibe.
Yeah,
it is a nice car. Yeah. I have to, because I don't want to spread hate in the car community, you know?
I'm just a fanboy of the old style.
Car boomer. 90s
model Supra.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was a wonderful car. I do think the fan base is a little overzealous on it, though, and think that it's higher and mightier than it should be.
Yeah, that car, but that's overzealous. My opinion. He's calling you overzealous.
I mean, overzealous. It had came stock with the 2JZ turbo. So, I mean.
But it's not like it was making crazy numbers.
I know, but it's a cult classic. I mean,
yes.
You talk to anyone. You talk to non-car people and you say Supra, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I've seen those all over the place when I was younger.
Right. I agree. And they are still amazing cars. Don't get me wrong on that. But
yeah,
like I think that they're overhyped a little bit.
I don't think a car has to be like super crazy performance in order to be like a classic in the car legacy.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
I mean, it had out of a lot of the cars, it had the best platform to build a car on top of. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was a great platform, that's for sure.
Yeah, as far as the body and the engine, I mean, you can't. Yeah, I don't think you can get any better.
Yeah.
But. Well, speaking of new cars, I did see a couple of the new Corvettes. The C was a C9.
Was that the one we were talking about? Did we talk about that already on the show?
Yeah, the brand new.
Yeah.
I think we talked about the C8s with the frunk issue.
Oh yeah, the C8s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about too.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of those on the road. They are, man, they do not make that car in a color that's not in your face.
I will say that. Goodness. I know. They're beautiful though.
Yeah.
Like, they look really amazing.
I saw a bright neon, well, not neon, but like a lime green one, which was really nice. I saw like a hyper blue and then a yellow one. I was just like, wow.
Just going to punch you in the face. They have some amazing colors.
Yeah, you see that from a mile away. That's for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait till they release the Z06 version of that. Probably next year.
I will say, though, it's so hilarious to see these new, you know, quote unquote cars that are trying to be supercars just get their butts handed to them by a rinky dink like 240. It's just right. So funny.
That'll never not be entertaining. It is,
you know what? That happened today. I was driving my wife's car. We went to pick up sushi for dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. On our way back, it was a Turbo 4 Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing delivery for some restaurant in the area.
Got to pay off that Mustang.
Yep.
We were at a light next to each other, and my wife's like looking over at the Mustang. She's like, oh, is that a six or a four cylinder? And I'm like, it's hard to tell. It's dark, you know, it's raining, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's looking at us and, you know, takes a hit off of his vape. And I'm like, it's a four cylinder.
It's a four cylinder.
No, like, I can tell. Never mind.
It's a four cylinder. And then the light changes and I hit it, and we're in her little Nissan Versa Note, which is not a fast car. Not at all. But he hits it and he starts spinning. So I'm like, I'm holding it. I'm going. And so we're pulling away from him. He goes through three gears. You see him lurch every time he shifts. Couldn't catch up because he's just spinning. And I'm like, spinning ain't winning. Let's go. Yep, exactly. And then my wife is hysterical because, you know, we just beat a Mustang in her car. Yeah, and I'm like, hilarious. That's hilarious. Like that made my night. That made all of today so much better.
Like, all right. That's not too bad.
But
oh man. There's one more quick little story in Lakeland. There's a guy around here that owns a S15 and mm-hmm. It's not a pretty S15. Like you can tell it has miles on it and it's old and it doesn't have a shiny paint job or anything.
It's lived a rough life.
It looks basically, besides the wheels, it looks basically stock. But he lines up and we have there's a couple of richer guys in the area that have GTRs, like 2017 GTRs. And
mm-hmm.
he was driving and I'm driving behind him and I'm like, oh man, I immediately see it and I'm like, oh, that's an amazing car. I'm, you know, I'm going gaga over it. And then I see a teal blue GTR come in, which I've met the guy before, and he doesn't have anything but like, I think he has an exhaust and intercooler on the GTR. And he's, you know, he's revving up and like spitting flames next to this S15 and the dude, he doesn't do anything. S15 doesn't do anything. They get to a light. I don't know, by some grace of God, they both get at the light right at the front, both right up next to each other. And I'm like, yes, yes, please do what I think you're going to do.
Let them fight.
And you just hear the GTR like wham, pop, pop, and you know, like the loud GTR backfires with flames and everything. Mm-hmm. And the S15 is not doing anything still. And then you notice like, okay, the light's about to turn green. And all you hear is, what? And it's just like the S15 is just spitting flames like 2 feet out from its exhaust pipe. And
that's hilarious.
I literally thought the GTR was just so surprised it didn't launch at the light, and the S15 takes off and just grips and like is like just fishtailing because it's losing traction, and it just like,
wait, hold on, how did it grip and lose traction?
Because it gripped at the beginning, and then I don't know if he shifted or something, but it just started fishtailing, and like, because he had pretty thick boys on the back. Oh man, it was amazing to see. And then the GTR, like, it realizes that it didn't get the jump and like tries to speed after it, and like, S15's gone. Like, you can't even see it anymore. Yeah. I was like, oh, that made my year. That was amazing.
I wish we saw things like that.
Fast and Furious.
It's just like,
yeah, I wish we saw more of that. I mean, I will say that Lakeland has a really big car scene.
You guys really do. Like, when we were down there to visit you guys not that long ago, like, we saw a lot of nice cars down there.
If you go, all
trucks.
If you go out, like, you know, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you'll see groups that are racing. But, I mean, that's a whole other scene.
We should talk about that one day.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to tell my topic
for an episode.
You've got some stories for that.
Oh yeah, I have some really cool stories. Like, at the years that I've lived in Lakeland. Oh man, but that, like you said, that's for another podcast. I want to say one more thing before we end. Does anyone before I take over? Does anyone else have something to say before I?
I think I'm good.
Nope.
No. Okay. I'll say this one last thing. Does yeah, it's invented. G4. Does anyone remember G4?
Yeah.
TV.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit.
The television channel.
Yes. It was like games. It was pretty much all games.
It was, yeah. Yeah. It was one of a kind. It was like, I think it was the only gaming specific channel.
It was like one of the earliest games media sources that I remember. It was like that and early IGN were like my main sources for games news.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
The GameStop magazine, whatever that was called. Game Informer. That's what it was.
Game Informer.
Informer. Yep. But they had X-Play and Attack of the Show.
Yes.
Oh my God. Those were so good. I loved those so much.
Such a good show.
Yeah, I just saw on Twitter like a couple days ago the guy that did X-Play. I don't know his name off the top of my head, but he is back, and they're basically asking the public for another co-host because they're planning on coming back.
All right, guys. It's been a fun few episodes.
Which guy was it?
I'll see you on G4 TV.
I think his name is Adam Sessler.
That sounds right.
Adam Sessler. Okay. Because I know there was also, I think it was
Morgan Webb.
Blair Herder was also on there.
Well, the two biggest and the ones that stayed the longest were Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which as a kid, I fell in love with Morgan Webb. I thought she was amazing.
I feel like we all did. Everyone who watched, every young boy who watched that show did.
Yeah. I mean, she's a girl that's, you know, pretty attractive and talks about video games. Like, come on.
Yeah. They knew what they were doing, but, even back then.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they did. There's no way they didn't.
But I got that strong sense of nostalgia hype. When I saw that, I was like, oh man, if they come back with G4 and do it right with the right co-host for the shows, it's going to be so much fun.
That'd be really
cool. I think they have a better shot now, honestly. Because especially with like ESPN does coverage of some sports tournaments, or video game tournaments, I mean.
Yeah.
Sports, like they'll do like Fortnite or StarCraft every so often where they'll show a game.
That's one of the things that I heard too that G4 said they were going to do. They were going to get exclusive content as far as the esports scene, which is going to be so cool. They're basically going to take the esports scene and make it like a which it is already. It's, you know, it has its full, like, you know, if you watch the streams, you can see it, but they're going to try to make it more mainstream,
like one place to watch it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd be into it.
I mean, is like, esports is such a hugely growing thing. Like,
yeah, I just hope they don't.
They were too far ahead of their time, I think.
Yeah, they were definitely a bit ahead of their time for sure.
I just hope that G4 doesn't put everything behind a paywall. because that would
don't even say that. Yeah. Why'd you have to say that?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't speak it into existence, you monster.
I'm sorry. I'm very cynical when it comes to that kind of stuff because I know.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's all about money.
It's all about the money.
So it's like.
Yeah.
But I mean, the thing is, there's so much other ways that they can make money as far as advertisement and like,
I mean, like,
you know,
look at
getting
look at
paid by the
Netflix
like,
has no ads.
Yeah. I mean, they can get, if they get on Twitch, maybe they make a deal with Twitch. I don't know. I just hope they do something with another established company so that they can make it easily accessible.
Basically,
like,
they have
know,
a golden opportunity and
say,
a ready market.
I wouldn't be against it if it was like $5 a month to have it depends on how much there's there. It's like if there's like multiple channels running all the time of like, okay, here's like an esports channel, here's the X-Play channel, here's, you know, and you can kind of just go on and watch what you want to watch.
But then again, it's like we all have already our established things we go to. Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and whatever else, you know, Twitch, you know,
YouTube.
So YouTube. Yeah. So we have those already. So if they don't make a deal with one of those people, it would be kind of stupid because like if Netflix picks them up, it would be amazing. If Amazon picks them up, amazing. If Hulu picks them up, amazing. I already have those.
I almost disagree a little bit because think of like, for instance, Hulu with their live sports. You know, you have to pay extra for all that stuff.
Yeah, that's not included.
That's true.
That's not included, which sucks because I don't buy any of the Hulu extras. We have Hulu Premium because my wife wants to watch with no commercials. Makes sense, no problem.
Yeah, Hulu Premium is affordable though.
It is. But if you want to do like their sports package, it's like, what is that?
Like
another $25 or $50?
Yeah. It comes out to like your whole payment is like around $50.
Yeah. I don't want to pay that to watch something.
Why don't you just get like cable at that point? That's what I don't get. Why don't you just get like a cable package and you can watch the sports?
Because people don't have TVs anymore. You got to understand that too.
The other thing. I'll agree with you. Like, we're building our new house and we're only going to have like one TV in the bedroom. So,
oh my gosh. Listen, run Ethernet cable while you're building.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are.
Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do it now. Don't wait. Do not wait.
Yeah, we're going to get all that done in the rough in.
But
did you say rough?
The rough in. Yeah, like the rough in electrical.
It's a layman jargon. Layman jargon.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I will. One quick shout out to the Tampa Bay Lightning. We're in the Eastern Conference
final. Oh, yeah. They've been killing it.
Okay. Game one of the Eastern Conference final, which is the last series before the Stanley Cup, they played and scored 8 goals. That's very extremely hard to do with teams that are, you know, they're playoff teams. They're not easy teams to beat. And we just dominated.
I haven't watched hockey in a while, and I know that that's like a high score game.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Games are usually 2-3.
Yeah.
3-4. Like a 3-4 is a high scoring game. But I mean, it gets to the point where I was listening to the game because I haven't bought the Hulu thing yet because I was kind of waiting to see if they would get in the conference finals before I purchased anything.
Right.
But I was just listening to it and I was like, they all, I went from like, oh yeah, they scored to like, oh wow, they scored another goal.
Oh,
like,
again.
Oh, okay. And the Lightning win by a touchdown. Like, okay. But yeah, I will be purchasing the Hulu streaming just because.
See, and that's the beauty of it. You can do it for just one
month.
Yeah, exactly.
Like 1 month. Yeah. Like, hey, I want to do it for this month. I want to watch the Super Bowl this month. Okay. Like, sure. You have your Super Bowl party. You watch it on Hulu. You're good. Then you don't have it next month.
That makes it
don't
so
have to worry
worth
about
it.
It. That,
yeah, that makes
yeah,
it so worth it.
That's the only time I could do it because, like, I'm not a huge, you know, sports fan. I don't watch a ton of sports, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Same.
You're it's a just gamer. Not my,
I play games. I'll watch the big games. I'll go to a game and watch. But all the Although trivial not, games, not the right trivial now. Matchups, not my deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, having access to the Super Bowl would be cool just for the 1 month that I need it.
The Super Bowl, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, right?
at this rate, it might.
Who knows? I mean, they could do like what the NBA is doing with like just the players Only the playing players. And no one in the audience.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely going to do that. There's no way they're going to be able to have an audience.
And then they did the saying. MTV Music Awards just, what was that, a week or two ago? They did that and they had that set up pretty nicely.
I mean,
it went okay.
Another doing, like, thing simulated I just audiences. Have to point out.
It's crazy.
Another thing I just have to point out is how all of a sudden are these big name corporations that have been, you know, oh, we need the fans and we need this. All of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, like, no, you know, I guess fine. We could do Whatever. It without fans.
Yeah.
Like, oh, where are you getting all this money from, huh?
So hold on, one thing. You said you needed those.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what they're like with the basketball games? They're doing the simulated fans where you could actually be on video.
Yeah.
Because like there was that one where Dr. Disrespect was sitting in the crowd at, I think it was a Clippers game or something.
Yeah.
And
then Lil Wayne.
Yeah, high-fiving the lady next to
him. High-fiving the lady and then puffing his joint off camera and coming on and blowing smoke into his camera.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
But like, it's pretty cool that we live in that world where it's like, okay, there's a global pandemic.
That's possible.
But we can still have like we can still attend a game and like a virtual audience.
Mm-hmm.
We can still be, you know, doing this podcast hundreds of miles apart. Like, technology is pretty cool.
Yeah, technology is cool.
Turns out.
And you know what? We'll end it on that.
That'll be the title of the episode. Technology is cool.
If you didn't know already, technology is cool. You can ask your grandma, your dad, your little sister.
No, hold on. Your grandma's everyone. Not going to think
My grandma will
cool.
not know what you're talking about.
What? She's got to know that technology is cool because, I mean, she's seen it grow to what it is now.
Yeah, but
my grandma doesn't know what my phone is. She has dementia.
I'm not saying she can use it. I'm just saying that they know it exists.
So how cool is something if you can't use it?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Gosh. Okay. Well,
it's been fun, guys.
That's it for the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. It's been a wild ride this week. We have something to look forward to next week, racing stories. So we'll see you later. Peace.
See ya.
Jordan, you didn't say bye.
I did.
I didn't hear you.
Bye. You're
cutting in and out.
So wait, say it again.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Wait. Say it with a little less attitude. Come on.
Hey, guys, come back. Jordan's going to say bye.
Yeah. Hold on. All right, guys,
everyone,
come back to your
computers, phones,
Jordan's
whatever you...
Jordan's
being a
jerk.
Hey.
Okay, we're going to redo that. All right? We're going to redo that. All right, ready? Bye.
See you guys.
Jordan, come on.